This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. Mercer County hosted a multi-team preseason football event with Fulton and Rova Williamsfield at Mercer County High School in Aledo. We're talking with Fulton High School head football coach Pat Lower, who's a 1994 Aledo High School grad. I know this is an annual thing. You get to bring your kids back to Aledo. Just kind of start with me talking about how this whole thing started years ago and why you continue to do it.
Yeah, it started a long time ago with Coach Zunkel back in the day, and we just came down for 7-on-7s because there wasn't really a lot you could do with other teams in the summertime, but we would come here and do a 7-on-7, like I said, and there was no contact, no pads. I don't even think we had helmets back then we wore, and then it just progressed every year, and it's been a really good time for me personally. I always say this every year. Selfishly, I love coming back here. I look at the same spots through town. I try not to bore the kids with a bunch of stories about the old days, but love being back here, love bringing our high school kids to Mercer County High School, and really enjoy the atmosphere. And tonight was just an absolute, probably the best night we've ever had weather-wise here in Aledo.
So we'll talk more about kind of what you got out of it and what it looked like tonight. But, you know, I know some years you play up on the practice field. This year you were down on the actual field of George Pratt Memorial Field, which of course you played as an Aledo Green Dragon back in the day. So just what do you think about when you're down on that field? I know a lot of people here probably helped you get to the point where you are now coaching varsity football for the 20th season. So just what does that make you think of when you're down there?
Well, it's funny because every time we get off the bus every year, and this has been like, I don't know, maybe 15 years we've been doing this, I always look around, and you could just have vivid memories of past experiences, past games that I played, maybe something that happened at practice up here on the practice field. And it just brings you back down memory lane a little bit, and then I have to kind of refocus and worry about the Fulton Steamers. But a lot of times my head goes back to the Aledo Green Dragon times. And like I said, growing up here, meeting my wife here, this has just been a great place for us as a family to come to, and as a football team to come down here and get some good work in.
20th season for you as the head coach at Fulton entering the fall of 2026. I mean, can you believe it's been that long leading the program?
No, I really can't. You know, this is my 27th overall, and I've been at Fulton the whole time. I was 8 years as an assistant for Coach Jim Proud, Hall of Fame Coach Jim Proud, and then he gave me the reins in 2007, and it is hard to believe that it's been that long. It's been a great journey. Fulton is a great community. It is a lot like Aledo, Illinois. That's why I think my wife and I fell in love with it and decided to stay up there. But it's a great community that loves its sports. Steamer football is a very important part of the community, and we really enjoy being up there. And it goes fast, but yet when you look back, it's hard to remember some things and all that. But I was thinking last night when we were going through our final preparations for tonight at camp, and I was looking at certain kids, and I'm like, I taught both of his parents, I taught his mom, his dad, and it's all like recycles or something. I don't know the right word there, but it's just funny to have former players' kids now that we're coaching, and it's funny how some of them are just like their parents, or maybe they're the exact opposite.
So this event, as you talked about earlier, a lot of the years was 7-on-7, just Mercer County and Fulton. This year there's a third team here, Rova Williamsfield, and it was 11-on-11. It looked like helmets and shoulder pads, getting, you know, kind of real looks with the season upcoming. So what'd you like about getting the 11-on-11 look? You were telling me off the air, first time you've ever done this. You're starting to see more teams do this in the preseason, get together with other teams and play 11-on-11.
Well, I will tell you this is our first experience. And I know when teams started doing this, we were, you know, I think every team's a little hesitant because the big priorities, boy, you don't want anybody hurt, especially us small town schools that don't have great depth. But, you know, going into it, we sent out an agenda of what we were going to do, kind of a play script, and really enjoyed the atmosphere of it, the ability to kind of have a little bit, almost like a halftime when the other two teams are going at it for, and they're not going at it for very long, so you don't sit out very long. Having three teams is huge, and that's a really important part of it. Having three head coaches that we had here that kind of understand what the real purpose of this is to get better, is a really good thing too. We didn't have any knuckleheads out there doing anything crazy. Just good football, a lot of learning. We got it on tape, so as football coaches, we're a bunch of nerds when when it comes to tape. We can't wait to get it up there and watch it and try to get better. But I think overall, like I said, it was a really good night. I think you're going to see this kind of overtake 7-on-7s. And we've already talked about pulling out of a 7-on-7 maybe that we've been in or hosted and just having other teams come up to our place and practice.
So you mentioned earlier 27 years coaching high school football, 20th year this year as the varsity coach, and the landscape look a whole lot different this year with the expanded playoffs coming to IHSA football with 384 playoff qualifiers up from 256. I mean, what do you think of that now that we're just a little less than a month away from the season? What type of impact will that have on the regular season, you think?
Well, I think honestly, I think overall it's a good thing. I think that when we give this a chance, and I hope we give it a chance for, you know, 3 to 4 years to kind of see and settle in and see what we got. You know, I can think of the Fulton Steamers here personally and selfishly, I guess, over the years we've had probably 4 or 5 teams that either just missed the playoffs or, you know, because we didn't have enough wins or we didn't have enough points or something like that. But we've had some pretty good teams that I think would have competed really well had they gotten in at 4-5 and maybe even 3-6. And I think one thing, another thing about it is, you know, for our conference, especially the NUIC, we've got some pretty good football up there. And you know, teams out of that conference and you know, people statewide know that conference and understand how difficult it is, and sometimes a 3-6 or 4-5 team out of our conference is still pretty darn solid.
That's something I was going to talk to you about as well, is just when you talk about the NUIC and this kind of specific playoff expansion proposal that passed, in theory it should reward those, you know, strong conferences with the teams who struggle against a stronger competition to maybe get to 5 wins, 3 or 4 you think they could have some success. So is that kind of the overarching thought, you think, with people you've talked in the conference up there, is that this is a good thing for our league and the NUIC?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, you have your old school guys that, you know, don't want to mess with anything, and I understand that aspect of it too. But, you know, I was talking with the Lena Winslow coaches, and those guys, you know, probably don't care how many teams you let in the playoffs. They've won 7 state titles in the last 20 years. And to a man, they were all happy with it. They thought it was a good idea. The only thing that I have just a little bit of an issue with is if we are fortunate to go 9-0 or 8-1 and have that first round bye, I'm a little skeptical about how that team's going to come out of the bye. You know, you see it sometimes even in the NFL, those teams come out flat. That would be my worry, but it's also a good problem to have because you're 9-0 or 8-1. But I think overall, if we give this a chance and let it play out over a course of 2, 3, 4 years, I think everybody will, as everybody kind of settles into it, well, I think it'll be a positive. I really do.
So give us a little bit of an overview on the 2026 season in the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference, another state title for the league last year with Lena Winslow winning in Class 1A. Of course, a great semifinal representation with Lena Winslow playing Stockton, a conference opponent in the state semifinals a year ago, too. I mean, every year you hear people talk about up there just how difficult it is, how much of a grind it's going to be. I mean, it sounds like maybe a dumb question, but does it look like it's going to be that way again this year?
Yeah, I think it's a crazy conference because we have 22 schools in that conference, but only 8 of us play 11-man football. Several of them play 8-man football, and then a couple co-op like Eastland Pearl City, and they're a 2A school. But you know, the football top to bottom is really good. It's top notch. You have to be ready every week, and I know those are a ton of cliches, but it's very true. But I think, you know, you start with last year's winner, the Lena Winslow Panthers. They're a class act. They're a really good football team, have been for a long time, and they'll be a very tough team to beat. I know Stockton was a real solid football team last year. They've got enough coming back. I think they'll be really good again. And then I think there's a bunch of teams that are kind of, you know, on the rise a little bit. I would like to put us in that, where we've had a lot of young kids last year that got a ton of really good, valuable experience. And I could even see it tonight a little bit, that we made mistakes last year that we're not making already this year. So that's a good thing too. But yeah, I think everybody's good. You got to be ready every week. But I would always start with Lena Winslow for sure.
And just with your team, the Fulton Steamers this year, I mean, what do you think about the group you have, and what type of expectations do you have coming into 2026?
Well, I think we got a bunch of good kids. I think we had a really good offseason in the weight room. Guys that we're really going to count on were in the weight room nonstop, getting stronger. Coach Wessels, our strength coach, has done a really nice job once again this year. I think we've done a really good job so far in the 9 days that we've been together. We don't go all full 20. days, but I think it's coming together. We're starting to kind of get some, the picture's starting to become clear of what we need to do and what we want to do. And I think tonight kind of solidified some situations that we thought that we have ahead of us. But, again, we're a year older. We were a very young team last year. We're still a young team this year, but we're a year older. And we're excited to get going. We've got two non-conference games, so that's kind of exciting for us. And hopefully we can get off on a good start.
So August 5th, first official day of practice, which is really early, and I know there's maybe some concern about how hot it can be some of those days. Week one, August 21st this season in 2026. Any difference in how you approach the summer this year with the season being pushed up a week?
Well, we're going to give our kids a little bit of a almost like another dead week here after next week. We're going to go 3 days next week and give them almost a full week off. But the August 5th start, I actually like it. I'm probably a rare guy where I like all these changes. The August 5th start, I like it where we start and we have a week and a half of football before school even starts. So we are just nonstop, almost like a small college, fall camp type situation for us. So I'm really excited for that. We can get a lot of football in before we start having to hit the books and get the school going. But I'm excited to get started. I like the way everything's working out so far. So hopefully we can keep it rolling.
And just the last thing I've got for you, you mentioned earlier, doing it for 27 years, 20 as the head coach, you start to coach, some of your former players' kids and something cool. This year, your own son is on your coaching staff, a Fulton High School grad. I know Brock Mason, another kid who is his age, is helping you out. So you get former players to help you out all the time, I know. But how cool is it to kind of share that experience? I know Patrick, of course, played for you, played quarterback for you on a quarterfinal team. But to have him on the staff with you now that him being a college graduate, how cool is that?
It's awesome. He's been with us since I think he was in third or fourth grade as a ball boy. He knows the offense. He knows everything. He knows what I want to do. And he knows a lot of things, and him and Brock going off to college for 4 years, coming back with that experience and being able to give us that experience and kind of dumb it down for high school, just because we're 1A, we can't do all the things obviously that a college program can do, but they can pick apart, and the way they kind of verbalize things to the players is something that's different than what we do. So it's a really nice thing. And then selfishly as a father, it makes me very proud. And could see him really being able to grow in that capacity and having a good time doing it. And that's all you want as a father, is your kids to be happy doing what they're doing, and I think he is.
Coach Pat Lower of the Fulton Steamers playing in Aledo 11-on-11 on Wednesday. Coach, thanks so much, man. Good luck to the Steamers in 2026.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.